Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business, all from home, from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online, downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Use Barter as Your Personal Ticket to Ride Out the Recession. Now is the perfect time to get into a barter exchange program because they offer so many powerful opportunities to stretch every dollar. Especially if you own a small business. You can pay employees in part cash and part barter. You can put together employee benefit packages using barter, or just pay for your next vacation with your barter bucks. And in this interview, you'll hear exactly how it works. Donahue is a broker for one of the world's largest barter networks, and he knows everything there is about barter and how to take advantage of it. And according to Donahue, barter is ideal when the economy is poor because you can buy goods and services, promote your businesses, obtain new customers, all without using cash. He says it's a lot like eBay, only without the bidding. If something comes up that you want, buy it with your barter dollars. Worried you won't have enough barter dollars to get something you need? This barter company loans barter dollars at an unheard-of low rate of 1.5% interest. You'll also hear all about it in this 40-minute interview. You'll also learn creative ways to use barter in your everyday life, at work, and at home. You'll learn all about some of the exciting products that come up on the trade exchange. You'll learn about how to use barter to create incentives for your employees. You'll learn how Donahue used the barter exchange program to land a huge $100,000 a year contract for his business. You'll learn how much barter programs cost. You might be surprised it's less expensive than you think. You'll learn all about advertising co-op barter offers. You'll learn how to pay for your advertising with barter dollars. And you'll learn how all of this is perfectly legal. Recessions are hard on everyone. That's why you can't just sit around and wait for things to get better. This is the time to get creative and make connections, and this interview will show you how to do it. Now let's get going. I've got an article here. It's called 9 Powerful Ways to Use Your Company's Trade Dollars. And I want to talk about some of these. So for any listener who's listening to this who has a business, to give them some ideas of how they can use their trade dollars if they should decide to do barter. I'll mention the 9 different ways. And if you could comment if you've ever seen anyone use trade in this way and maybe a benefit of that. And the first one is wages. Can you use barter to pay part of your wages for, like, employees and such?
Well, sure. A lot of times when I sign up, I have one member now that has a large printing company, and he pays, in other words, let's say he's going to pay somebody, I'll just pick a number, $12 an hour. So to make the book sweeter, we'll pay them $12 cash, $4 barter an hour, and put that right that's in their account. Also, a lot of people, including myself, pay a sales commission when they have a full-time salesman or something. They might pay in part cash, part barter. I've hired some telemarketing girls, and I've paid them like $6 an hour cash and $6 an hour in barter. So it's a very, very good way to hire employees, pay more, and use barter and cash.
The next powerful way to use trade in your business, it talks about using trade as bonuses for your employees. Can you discuss some examples of how you've ever used barter as bonuses?
That happens too, the same situation. At Christmas time, people give bonuses to a sales rep or somebody. If he does X amount, they may have a cash bonus, but then they'll give bonuses in trade also. That's very common, bonuses.
Okay, how about medical benefits?
The way that you can do medical benefits is you can't really give them medical policies or anything, but I'll give you one of my cases. I had a girl that worked for me a few years ago, and her teeth were really bad. She's a pretty girl, a young girl in her 30s. So what I did is I owned her, she worked for me for a couple of years, and finally, as a bonus, I paid a dentist on trade to take care of her teeth.
Yeah, absolutely. In my home, we were doing some brickwork, and I had a guy doing some brickwork for me and his wife, whose name was Mary. I traded, as part of the brickwork, I paid for her to go to an ophthalmologist and get her eyes examined and some new glasses, all in trade. And there's cosmetic surgeons, there's hair transplant, everything you can think of. I was just shopping for my father-in-law who needed some dental surgery. He needed some bridge work, and there were about four or five or six different dentists who did all that in Southern California on trade.
Sure, I know of another case where somebody got one of their employees' hearing aids.
Another powerful way business could use trade dollars is special events. Have you ever used trade for a special event for your business?
Well, sure. That's quite common, especially at Christmas time. I mean, a lot of times when we sign up a hotel or a catering company or whatever, I've had parties where I have a caterer on barter and I have like a ballroom or a hotel conference room. And the people put the two together and bring their employees there for a party, and it's all paid for by the caterer on barter and the hotel or the conference room on barter. So promotions like that are common, too.
How about employee training programs? Have you ever done any training using trade?
Yes, in a way, because there are people who have seminars. And on a couple occasions, I know I have sent people to those seminars to help the people either with sales or public relations or whatever. And I know a lot of the ITEX brokers have sent their employees or their people that work for them to seminars, because there's a lot of people that put on seminars all about our exchanges.
Here's one, benefit packages. How would you create benefit packages on trade to help your business or help you hire the right people?
Well, sure, with employees, I mean, I would set them up with an employee account, and this has been all through the whole barter system. I mean, even our members would set up an employee account where I will set up the account, I'll pay for the cost of putting the money into the account or the barter, and this is an incentive for my people, because if I'm putting $500, $600, $700, $800, whatever, in their special account they have, and then I give them ITEX checks, they can use the checks to purchase medical or travel, or they can go stay in a nice hotel or do whatever they want to. It's like a perk for them, and they're just using the money that I have put in their ITEX employee account.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Well, how would you work that? Let's say you hired me as an employee. What's the deal going to be? I come on as an employee, and you're going to say, Michael, I've set up an employee account for you, and what are my restrictions on it?
Well, the restrictions are that it's an employee account, so the only person that can put money in the account is the broker, me. So I would put money in that account. Then I would get the company to print up checks, just like a regular member. You would have ITEX trade drafts, and you could use those trade drafts to go spend that money that's in that account. You can't put money into it. You couldn't go out and sell something and put money in that account. It's an employee bonus account where I put money into it to use for whatever you wish.
Do you put money into it based on performance or every month or what?
It could be based on the arrangement that you have. It could be a monthly organizational situation, or you could give the person a bonus or be at your discretion. You could put it in whenever you want it for whatever.
Can you use barter as a powerful way to create incentive programs within your business to get better productivity?
Well, sure. A lot of people, especially in the barter system, I mean, all the brokers throughout the nation have trade directors, people who call other members and talk to people about the barter system. And if they reach certain totals of sales or whatever they're doing, you have bonuses that you give them in barter. And there again, it could go back to their employee account. You could have the incentive bonus and put the money in their employee account, and they could spend it for whatever they want. They could take a trip down to the Florida Keys or whatever is available, or they could spend it for medical.
You outlined 10 of your best trade deals, and I think these stories are really important for people interested in considering getting into barter. And can we talk about some of these stories?
Sure.
The first one you have is here, you had a carpet cleaning and chemical company, and you used the ITEX co-op program for advertising and got a Ritz-Carlton hotel account. Now, first, I want you to tell me what the ITEX co-op program is and how an ITEX member will benefit from it, and then tell me how you used it specifically to get the Ritz-Carlton hotel account.
Okay, ITEX is one of the few companies that have the old-fashioned co-op advertising program. What that is when a person is a member of ITEX, and they have money in their ITEX account, they can go through any of the advertisers, be it radio, print, internet, whatever it is, they can go to another member and say, I want to advertise my business in your periodical or whatever it is. What happens then is that they will take out an ad and they'll pay the standard price. If the ad is, say, $500 cash, they will pay $500 barter for this ad. But they will pay with an iTex barter check. Once that is paid and that ad comes out, the ad must have a small iTex logo. The logo has to be 5% of the ad. And when that ad comes out, the original ad is forwarded to the iTex Corporation. And if the ad costs $500 or whatever it is, they will put 50%, half of the ad cost, back into that member's account. So if a member advertised $10,000 in barter over a period of a year, he would get back $5,000 into his accounts to be able to spend that $5,000 again. And when he spends that $5,000, he would get $2,500 back.
So just by signing up with iTex and doing advertising with any of the medias represented within the iTex directory nationwide, I can get 50% on my advertising as long as I advertise 5% of that ad, which is pretty minute, with an iTex logo.
That's right. It's pretty a unique program that a lot of people take advantage of, and it works. It's a great way to do it.
Now, because you use this co-op program, you were able to get the Ritz-Carlton hotel account?
Yes, I was taking out small ads in different papers, but then when the co-op program came along, I started taking out quarter-page and half-page ads. And soon after I started taking out the larger ads for my carpet cleaning and my chemical company, I received a call from housekeeping at the Ritz-Carlton in Naples, which at that time was a new hotel here in town. They called me, asked me to come over. They were having a grand opening on Thanksgiving Day, and this was about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and they had a problem. All their beautiful, expensive carpet had paint on the floor. Some workmen had walked through some paint and walked through the hotel and got paint all over the new carpet. They asked me if I could clean it. Well, it was a big job. I had to go out and hire people extra to do it, but we had the chemicals to get the paint out of the carpet, and then we used carpet cleaning equipment to re-clean it to get any odor, anything out of the carpet. The whole job, which took me a little over a week, I was paid $40,000 cash. And after that, I got the contract for not only the carpet cleaning, but then housekeeping started buying 55-gallon drums of chemicals for me. So the whole account basically put my company on the map.
How much in gross sales do you think that one account was worth to you because of that one ad?
Probably $100,000 a year.
So because you advertise using the co-op program, you generated $100,000 a year with the Ritz-Carlton.
That's right.
Was this for multiple years?
We did it for about 3 or 4 years before I sold the company. One of the furniture companies, I had a hard time getting them to join iTex, and I went in the store one day, and they were having a large sale. And I said, well, why are you selling all this furniture on sale when I can get you 100% of the price on iTex? And he said, well, how could I spend my money? And I said, well, if you sell this sofa right here that you have listed for $2,000, but the real price is $3,000, I said, so you're discounting it $1,000. I said, but if you sell it to me on barter or one of my members for $3,000, you can take that $3,000 and you can use it for co-op advertising, and over a period of time that you use it, I'll give you another $3,000 by co-op, and you can spend that $3,000. So I said, you are going to get $6,000 trade for that sofa that you're trying to sell for $2,000 cash. He signed up immediately.
Yeah, that's a perfect illustration. Here's a story from one of your members who belongs to iTex. He bought his wife a $12,000 diamond wedding ring on trade. Tell me about that.
Yes, quite often diamond rings, emerald rings, a lot of jewelry comes up on trade. And I signed up a new jewelry store in Fort Myers, and the fellow wanted to trade over $100,000 worth of jewelry. And one of my members went up to see him, and the first trade he did with him was a beautiful $12,000 diamond ring, which is a wedding ring for his wife.
Now, this member, what particular business was he in, do you know, and how was he earning his trade dollars?
I think he had an office supply store, and he had made his money by selling office supplies, fax machines, things like that.
So what I'm just trying to figure out, he paid $12,000 in trade, but as an example, let's say my business, for instance, let's say I'm selling seminars from my website, hardtofindseminars.com, and my line of 14 different products are basically all digital products. I put some work into them, but let's say one of my products is $6,000, and it's an all-digital product. So if I sell two of those, and then I go take that trade and buy a diamond wedding ring from your jewelry store for $12,000 in trade, my cost, other than my production cost, which has been done years ago, it's all profit. So my $12,000 diamond ring really only cost me the 12% cash fees that I paid to the iText exchange.
For sure. And this fellow who had this business, his cost of goods is somewhere between 35% and 40%. So that diamond ring in reality probably only cost him about $5,000.
Number three, one of your members sold you two waterfront lots for $40,000 trade. 3 years later, you sold them for $190,000 cash.
Yes.
Tell me this story.
Well, it was about 3 or 4 years ago. I have a fellow up in Fort Myers, Lehigh Acres, had a sign on front of his building that he was selling lots. And so I stopped in and talked to him, and he thought what iText was a good deal. He says, maybe I can move some lots, because this guy, they call him Dr. Dirt. He said the guy really sells a lot of land. And he signed up, and maybe 6 months later, he called me and said, I have six lots that I'd like to sell. And he said, three of them are canal waterfront lots, and three of them are not. So I ended up buying the three waterfront lots. Two other members bought the other lots, which they in turn did sell for cash also. I held on to mine till about a year and a half ago. And a year and a half ago, over in Cape Coral, Florida, prices started to go up. And I sold two of the lots, one of them for $120,000 and the other lot for $70,000. And I had only paid $40,000 trade for those two. I came out very well with that. I still have the third lot and I have not sold it.
Well, how did those sales come about? Did you actively pursue them or advertise them, or did people approach you?
No, I contacted a realtor that I had on trade, and he sold them, and he traded his commission on trade, so I didn't have to pay a commission. I had to pay trade for his commission to sell them on.
Here's another great story. One of your members used the co-op advertising program to advertise in an airline magazine. It cost him $8,000 in iText trade, and he was reimbursed 50%, which we talked about, for the ad. He had a $70,000 cash sale. Tell me this story.
That's true. One of the brokers, I don't have him, but the broker in Tampa, Florida, has a connection with about 10 airlines for their in-flight magazine. And a member took out an ad. The ad was a half-page ad for $8,000, iText. He paid that money. The ad came out, and he was reimbursed by the iText corporation. $4,000 was put back in his account. And about 2 weeks later, someone on the airline that was flying saw the ad that he had out and purchased $70,000 worth of his product.
So here's another very powerful method for any business to really put trade to use, and we've seen three incredible examples with it, and that is advertising. Is advertising the backbone of the trade industry?
No, I wouldn't say that. If you're talking about the trade industry, you're talking about a lot of different mom-and-pop and other barter companies, internet barter companies. iText is the only national barter company that does co-op.
And that's a huge advantage. So let's say I'm considering some of these other small mom-and-pop advertising. So this one reason alone is enough to be a reason that I should go with iText compared to...
Plus, they're nationwide. They have a nationwide marketplace website. They also have 24,000 members across the United States and Canada, so it's a big plus.
Here's another story. You talk about one of your members, a hotel owner, just used his iText trade dollars for him and his wife, who spent 2 weeks at a villa in Spain. So travel and vacation all over the world is available on trade?
Now, that is one of the strong points of the barter system. There are unlimited amounts of hotels, bed and breakfast, travel opportunities in the system. And there's a lot of individuals, things that come up on a daily basis. I mean, in the case of the one in the villa in Spain was a member who lives in the States, also owns a villa in Spain, and he put the villa up for rent because he wasn't using it that particular month. And so that's another way that somebody can make money on iText is if you have property, if you have something that you can rent when you're not using it. And that was the case one of my members, a fellow that owns a hotel here in Naples, he and his wife purchased the 2 weeks and went to the villa. In fact, they just came back recently. They said it was fantastic.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
I'm looking at some of the emails that you send out, and I'm going to be giving the listeners a special way to sign up to get on your email hot list, whether you're a member of Trade or whether you're considering it, so they could see the different things that are available on Trade. And I'm looking at here Vegas vacations with airfare, Chicago apartment rental, Florida real estate for sale, condo rental in Miami Beach, Colorado rentals, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, Costa Rica, Thanksgiving week, Arkansas property for sale. I mean, it's just incredible the array of different vacations, land opportunities, products and services available. And you guys do a magnificent job in keeping your members abreast of some of the best deals out there. I mean, Hawaii on barter. So can someone get airfare, accommodations, the whole package on Trade?
Sometimes. Airfare is one of the most difficult items to get. Last year, I had $100,000 worth of Alaska Air, and that was one of the first times that I had an airline to give that much travel. And, of course, with 24,000 members, that disappeared in about 2 days.
Wow. How did you get it?
It was through a promotional company in Washington, D.C., a fellow I know that had access to the vouchers for the airlines, and he bartered them.
Here's another one of your stories. You signed up a national clothing manufacturer and sold $200,000 worth of clothing for them. Tell me about that.
Yes, there's a company that manufactures clothes in Fort Myers, Florida. It's a national company. They have thousands of stores all over the United States. And they wanted to move a lot of their surplus clothing. A lot of these manufacturers, they manufacture more clothing than they can sell. And so they offered the clothing to me to put out on the marketplace. And there was so much clothing that in order to do this, I ended up renting a store downtown Naples and had the stores on display where our local members could come in and purchase the clothing at the store. Or if members across the nation wanted to order, we put out a web page, pictures of the clothing, and people across the nation would buy the clothing and we would ship it to them. We did that for over a period of about a year and a half. And the store found out that we were doing such a fantastic job of moving it, they started opening their own outlet stores, and they still do it today.
Recently, a top dentist who is a member asked you guys to sell $50,000 worth of dental certificates to our other members. Now, when you get an opportunity like that, tell me, how does that work? Do your members within your organizations benefit first before it's available to the whole nationwide exchange?
Well, sure. In many cases like that, because he's a local dentist, and so you put it out to your local people. Basically, what he was doing, he said, put out certificates worth $2,500 to $5,000 with a value up to $50,000 total to the local members. He wanted it to go out to our people. Now, if people from other surrounding areas, like I have another fellow that does things like that too, and people can come from other areas to use the service, but basically most of these certificates were sold to our local people because he's a local dentist.
And so at $2,500 to $5,000, he's doing like dental surgery, bridge work, crown, stuff like that?
Yeah, he's a cosmetic dentist, so he does almost anything. He's very high-end, one of the better dentists in Naples, Florida.
In another story, you arrange for a member that has a newspaper to use his trade to purchase large printing presses. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I have a member that puts out a nice small newspaper that goes to country clubs, yacht clubs, high-end condominiums. It's an in-house newspaper. He puts out, I don't know, maybe 50 or 60 of these to the communities and does his own printing. He has his own sales staff. He has an in-house business. And a couple of years ago, he mentioned that he needed some new equipment, more equipment. And so I put out an email across the nation that he was looking for printing equipment. And another broker, I think it was in the Ohio area, said that he had a man that had equipment like that. And so we put the two people together, and my member ended up purchasing, I think it was about $30,000 worth of equipment.
You had the Naples ITEX office. Did you end up buying another one after that?
Yes. I have a business. tax office over in the Florida Keys. So he and I started buying about 2 years ago. There were two offices in Denver that came for sale, two ITEX offices, and so he bought one and I bought the other. Since then, we have bought Vancouver, Canada, Birmingham, Alabama, Peoria, Illinois, part of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and two offices in Los Angeles. So altogether, we have purchased 9 offices, and I'm negotiating right now to buy another one. So we'll have 10 offices, hopefully, by the end of the month.
Do you have more offices than any other broker out there?
Yes, we have the most offices. Most brokers have one office or maybe two at the most. We're the only people that are buying up a lot of offices. Because we have both been in business for years, he's a CPA, he understands the business. I've been in business all my life, and I have set up maybe 30 or 40 businesses in my lifetime. And so we know how to organize and understand the whole situation of the barter and running a business throughout the country.
So Don Schmidt was the owner of the ITEX office here in Southern California, and Don was with ITEX for a long time. A lot of the members knew him very well, and he was a good broker. So when did this opportunity to buy out Don occur?
Well, there were two offices out there, Don Schmidt and Steve Milner. Both had offices in and around the Orange County area, and I had known both of them pretty well from going to conventions and over the years, and Steve Milner first approached me that he might be interested in selling his ITEX franchise. And I purchased that from him, and I heard that Don Schmidt might be interested. So I called him last summer and talked to him about his selling it. And over a period of about 2 months, we kept negotiating. And finally, in October of 2008, I bought it from him, and I merged the two offices together, which now gives us 240 members in Orange County. I mean, some people really, really understand barter, and some, as much as you work with them, really don't. We try and work with the people, try and train them, and try and teach them everything there is about barter. We stay in contact with our people. We send about 10, 15 emails a day and try and help them as much as we can. I just had a fellow call a few minutes ago in Los Angeles, and he was looking for men's clothing. Well, my wife and I both got in on the Internet and also through the ITEX marketplace, and we found a few men's clothing stores for him. So, you know, it's the broker, it's our business to help the people find what they want to find and answer their questions.
So when a new member comes on, what they're going to get from you is you and Katie, your wife, are there to help them spend their money, help them find the things that they can spend with trade to conserve cash, and ultimately to keep more money in their pocket.
Well, sure, and we promote their business. I mean, we advertise it, we promote it to the other members. We try and help them with co-op if they say they have a certain product or things they're trying to move. We try and move it not only with our members, but we'll try and get them to advertise so that they can advertise and sell some of their products or goods for cash. So we try and help them with cash along with barter.
Okay, what's it going to cost for someone who wants to get started? They've listened to these stories. It sounds like a good idea. They're operating a business, and they believe that they have products and services that they could offer on trade. What are the details?
Well, to become a member of ITEX, basically the charges for ITEX at the present time, there is no sign-up fee. You can join ITEX with no down payment. Now, in the past, people have been paying anywhere between $400 and $1,000 to join up. At the present time, you can join up. It's a special program going on. You can join at no cost. The ongoing cost, once you're a member, ITEX Corporation charges you $20 a month to be a member. Now, when you sign the application, you are signing an application, not a contract. The application is day-to-day. If you sign up and in 1 month you decide it's not for you, you get out the next month, that's fine. Most people don't do that, but it's just a guarantee from us that you aren't signing your life away. It's just an application. You tell us what you want to trade. You tell us how you want to trade. The whole situation, we'll do that. That costs you $20 a month to be a member and $10 in trade out of your account every month. So it costs you $30 a month, 20 cash, 10 trade. Then when you trade, and you get into the system, and when you start selling product and money goes into your account, you pay 6% in cash. When you spend that money, you also will spend 6% in cash. That will be charged to a credit card that you give us, or it will EFT out of a bank account if that's your desire. So you're basically paying only $20 a month to be a member and 6% transaction fee. That's the only cash that's involved.
Once I'm a member, how will I be able to find all the products and services that are available on trade throughout the United States and Canada?
The first thing we do on the application when we fill it out is we give you a password to go into our national site to look at marketplace and the directory of goods that other people have. The other thing that we do is once you're a member, we have your email address. We constantly send you emails to keep you abreast of what's for sale and what's available in the ITEC system.
Okay, I'm thinking about joining, but I'm afraid that there's not going to be enough products and services that I can spend my ITEC money with. How many different types of products and services are up on the website that I can look at and choose where I'm going to spend my money?
Well, in the ITEC system, there's about 24,000 business owners in the United States and Canada. So every day, every hour, people are putting things on the website that's for sale. So it's ever-changing. I have to tell people it's almost like an eBay site, except you don't bid on it. If you see something in there, you just simply contact the person and you buy it. But there's thousands of items on there, and it changes every day. Once you sign up and become an ITEC member, you get an account number, which is exactly like a bank. We print ITEC checks for you. They're sent to you. We act like a bank. Anytime you need checks, we print new checks for you. There's an online directory of all the members across the nation, so you can always have a directory. Give you an example. We're a bank. If you need a loan, we loan barter dollars. I recently had a dentist that wanted to buy some dental equipment that was $20,000, but he only had $10,000 in his account. He called me, and I arranged for ITEC Corporation to loan him $10,000 in barter. He signed a note that he would do $10,000 more in dental work, and we loaned the money to him, and he bought the $20,000 worth of dental equipment from an ITEC member in California, and it was all shipped back to him here in Florida. Now, when he borrowed that $10,000, what he did is he agreed to pay interest. Now, we're an ITEC bank, a barter bank. He was charged 1.5% interest in trade, not cash, which is a wonderful thing. He didn't have to pay any cash for borrowing that money. The interest that he paid back, the 1.5% interest, was in trade.
I know there's a lot of businesses really hurting for cash, and the banks are so tight right now. I mean, I could see anyone who has cash flow problems can sign up just for that reason alone to see if they can get established and get a loan and not have to pay back cash interest.
Right.
Okay, you said that ITEC Corporate will send me a checkbook with my name, and I can use those checks to spend money, and then other people can fax me checks or send me checks, whether it's personally or if they're not in my local area, they could fax a check. But I understand that ITEC, the website, has a phone system. They make buying and selling very simple and paperless. Can you describe those two ways that a member can buy and sell online and then also through their phone system?
Yes, you can purchase your goods and services, let's say like the marketplace. If you contact somebody and they have what you're looking for and they say, okay, it's $2,500, you would make out an ITEC check for $2,500 to them. The check, when it's printed, has your account number on the left-hand corner. You could fax or mail that check to that person. When they receive that check, they will add their account number, and then they call an 800 number that we have. It's on the check, and they will give ITEC Corporation your account number, their account number, the amount of the sale, and they will get an authorization number, which guarantees them that you have the money in your account. Once that check's authorized, they then send that check to their local broker who owns the local office. That broker, like a bank, posts that money to the seller's account. The money goes into his ITEC account. He then ships the merchandise to whomever bought it across the nation. So you can buy and sell things nationwide by simply a phone call, finding out what you want, and faxing it to a drift.
Okay, now how is ITEC and how are you going to help me sell my products and services? Is there anywhere I can advertise on the ITEC website and work with your office to help promote my product or service so I can start earning ITEC dollars instantly?
There's two ways. Number one, when you sign up, there's a directory page. You fill out that directory page of what you want sold and how you're going to sell items. When your account is set up, that is immediately put on our website under your account. It is then sent to the marketplace so all 24,000 members can see what you want to sell. Now, let's say own, will do anything you want. The second thing is, with over 120 offices across the nation, each broker will send out emails to the other brokers of things they have for sale. I may get an email from somebody in Las Vegas that there's a hotel for rent or a timeshare for sale. I, in turn, will forward that to my members. You know, we get a lot of emails that we know our members wouldn't be interested in, so we only send out the ones that we're sure that our members are interested in, and we forward it to our members. So they get emails from us. The same when you, a member, gives us a service or a product that you want to sell, we immediately email it out to our local members, or if it's a product that can be sold nationwide, we immediately send it to all the members across the nation by the Internet. It's a system we have that's called Items for Sale, and it goes out to everybody. So we would promote your business and try and sell as much as you want us to sell. And over a period of time, I get people that will call me and say, please, I want to sell this or I want to sell that. Because a lot of times people, let's say a man has a furniture company and he's selling certain types of furniture. He may call me up and say, I've got a 1998 Oldsmobile I want to sell. He can sell anything he wants to sell. He doesn't have to sell just the products that he has in his business. If a person has a home for rent or anything that they have other than what they have listed, they can sell it or put it on barter, and we will promote it for them.
Okay, let me ask you this. Someone may be thinking, I've heard about barter, and some people remember that negative connotation with tax evasion. Can you answer that? How do the taxes work? And for that super skeptical person out there, they're going to ask, is this legal? But explain and address that issue, you know, and we'll tackle it head on before it comes up as an objection later.
When my tax first got into business, we were registered as a third company record keeper. IRS, the federal government, love us because we're the first company to start keeping records. We are a record-keeping company. We keep track of all the transactions. You get a statement every month online or in the mail if you want. And those statements, you'll get one every 4 weeks, so you'll get 13 statements in a year. At the end of the year, in January, you will get a 1099-B for barter. And that is reported to the government. So everything is totally legal. Now, you are not dealing basically with the consumer. You're usually dealing with business to other businesses. So many of the things, in fact, most of the things that you are using would be business-to-business transactions, and so you will have a tremendous amount of write-offs. But everything is recorded, and it's all legal.
All right, let's say I come on and I sign up, and let's say I'm going to go on vacation for a month. Can I put my account on hold and where you won't take the $30 out?
No, you can't go on hold that way. Once you're a member, you will pay the 20 cash and the 10 trade. But if you want to go on hold for not trading, if you don't want to trade any more of your product, we will put that on hold and we will announce it to all the members that you are on hold and that you are not trading goods at this time, and we will announce later when you begin trading.
Okay, so let's say I'm ready to sign up. I contact you. What's going to happen after we talk on the phone? How are we going to take care of the details to get me signed up?
Well, to get you signed up, I mean, you can simply call my 1-800 number, and we will explain more in detail about the ITEC system, any questions you have. And at that time, I could email you or fax you the application, the paperwork that you need. You simply could fill it out, fax it back to me. Within 7 or 8 hours of the time I get it, you'll be set up as an ITEC member. We will print the checks, get everything to you, and we'll start promoting your business and do our best to service you. It's that simple.
Very good. Well, this has been fascinating and educational. This has been great, Donahue.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.